KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and former President Trump take to the debate stage tonight in Atlanta. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a preview.
In a rematch from 2020, the sitting president and his predecessor will square off for an hour and a half in a CNN TV studio, minus an audience. The debate comes earlier than usual and has the potential to impact a close race. Biden and Trump are virtually tied nationwide, with polls showing a Trump advantage in several key battleground states. The president is wrapping up a week's worth of debate prep at Camp David, while Trump was busy with campaign events last weekend before spending the past couple of days with advisors. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court is putting the Environmental Protection Agency's air pollution fighting Good Neighbor Plan on hold while legal challenges continue. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
The rule is intended to restrict smokestack emissions from power plants and other industrial sources that burden downwind areas with smog-causing pollution. Among those challenging the rule, the energy-producing states of Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. The justices rejected arguments by the Biden administration and Democratic-controlled states that the plan was cutting air pollution and saving lives in 11 states. The regulation will remain on hold for now, pending a ruling from a federal appeals court. Bob Agnew reporting.
The American economy expanded at a 1.4% annual pace from January through March, the slowest quarterly growth since spring 2022, a slight upgrade from its previous estimate. Consumer spending grew at just 1.5% rate, down from the initial estimate of 2%, and a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on the economy. The Dow had 63 points and the NASDAQ adding 47 now. This is SRN News. A New York church receives an honor. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Trinity African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church in Binghamton has been added to a trail honoring Harriet Tubman. Tubman Center Director Ann Bailey tells the Christian Post that Trinity was an important stop in the Underground Railroad, that clandestine network of abolitionists that helped slaves escape the South before emancipation. She says the church was, quote, a well-known destination for those seeking refuge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. Judge Seema Patel says they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that guarantees access to abortion. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion, which excluded qualified nurses, physician assistants, and nurse midwives. This is SRN News. A wildfire in Oregon's high desert has grown rapidly. Officials have urged the continued evacuations of hundreds of homes in the area near the popular vacation destination of Bend. The fire, 30% contained. House Speaker Johnson says the House will sue for the Biden interview audio held by the Department of Justice.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the House Judiciary Committee plans to file a lawsuit to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur.
We're going to be as aggressive as we can and use every tool in our arsenal to make sure that happens, because we have an obligation under the Constitution to do it.
The suit would be the latest effort to secure the tapes after the Justice Department informed Congress it would not be bringing criminal charges against Garland despite a House vote to hold him in contempt. Lawmakers already have a transcript of Biden's conversation with Hur, but Republicans argue hearing the tapes will provide more context about the Special Counsel's commentary on the president's memory. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.